My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman and House Budget Committee Chairman Tom Price. He represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He joins me now to talk about the president's final budget proposal of the Obama administration and what we can expect in terms of priorities from the Republicans here in the coming weeks. And, Mr. Chairman, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg, so much. Wonderful to be back with you.
$4.1 trillion. What was your reaction at the price tag and some of the priorities that the president offered when you got a chance to page through this thing?
Well, thank goodness it's his last budget because we can't stand many more. I'm telling you, this is the first budget any president has proposed that spends over $4 trillion in a year. He continues to be married to an incredible degree to raising taxes. He wants to raise taxes by $3.4 trillion, including putting a $10 per barrel tax on oil that is one of the most regressive taxes he could come up with, continuing to increase the deficit, continuing to increase the debt. It's a budget that never, ever, ever balances. And as such, it doesn't address the challenges that this country faces. And so I was once again disappointed, but I was not surprised.
One of the things we heard from the mainstream media afterwards that was critical of you, as well as Senate Budget Committee Chairman Mike Enzi, is that there's not any formal plans to really hold hearings on the president's budget, that you're just going to kind of move forward with your own plans, which is, according to them, different than the way this has been handled in the past. Explain what happened there and your thinking behind it.
Well, this is pretty curious, actually. The president's been ignoring Congress for over 7 years, and so one time when we stipulate that his budget has no chance of proceeding, they get all excited and exorcised. The fact of the matter is the president has introduced budgets before. We have heard them before. In fact, they've had votes on the floor of the House, and the last two times that they vote on the president's budget, this is the president's budget, came to the floor of the House, it received a grand total of 2 out of 435 members, 2 Democratic votes in favor of his budget. So we just felt that the utility and the benefit that would come from hearing once again about a budget that raises more taxes, spends more, goes deeper in debt, more deficits, never balances, was just not helpful for moving the positive issues forward that we believe are necessary.
Last year, of course, was your first year as chairman of the House Budget Committee, and at that time we talked about some of the priorities and your efforts to balance the budget in a relatively short period of time. Talk about your priorities this year and how much it will and won't look like what you put forth last year.
Well, again, I would say sadly, the fact of the matter is that with the president's previous 7 budgets and over 7 years of his leadership from the White House, we've not been making progress on the mandatory spending side. The Congress, Republican Congress, done a pretty doggone good job of holding discretionary spending down at about a level point for the past 5 or 6 years. In fact, we will be spending less this year on the discretionary side, which is the appropriation side, than the country spent in 2008, 2009, and 2010. So we've been holding that in check relatively well. The problem is that we need a cooperative partner in the White House to be able to address the mandatory side. That's the automatic side, the Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all of the programs, which, by the way, we're being told by the trustees of those programs, not by Republicans or Democrats, but by the trustees of those programs, that they're all going broke, and we have an administration that refuses to admit it and refuses to work in a cooperative manner to solve those challenges. So that's where we will be addressing our concerns, to save and strengthen and secure Medicare and Medicaid, to make certain that we provide appropriate resources for our men and women in uniform. This is a very dangerous world, and we need to make certain they have the resources that they need to protect us and then get us on that path to balance so that we can get to a balanced budget and then getting on that path to paying off the debt. Those are our priorities, and we look forward to working cooperatively with our friends on both sides of the aisle on these issues.
Another thing I know that Republicans were eager to do last year after gaining control on both sides of Capitol Hill was to go from passing a budget to passing individual appropriations bills in regular order, and that seemed to be on pace in the House. It got all clogged up by Senate Democrats who were able to filibuster those things, and so ultimately we ended up with an omnibus bill in December that I know virtually no one on the Republican side liked, although many voted for it. When that happened, I know Mitch McConnell for sure said that that will not happen in 2016, that different circumstances will be in place. Are you confident that that can be arranged this year, or do you suspect you're going to run into the same problem with the president and Senate Democrats that you had last year?
Well, I sure hope not, and my understanding is that our new speaker, Speaker Ryan, has had exactly those kind of conversations with not just Mitch McConnell, the majority leader in the Senate, but with Harry Reid, the minority leader in the Senate, and commitments have been given. In fact, the president has committed to beginning to move the appropriations process in through the regular order way. Now, why is that important? That's important because there are 12 separate appropriations bills that come out of the 12 separate subcommittees that deal with providing money for certain portions of our society, whether it's defense or energy or Commerce Department or Justice Department or legislative branch, all the different sections of the federal government. And the only way that you can able to have appropriate accountability and therefore transparency of what's going on is to break those into those 12 different areas. So we're hopeful we're going to be able to get all of those 12 bills through the House of Representatives and put them in the Senate, and hopefully that Senator McConnell and Senator Reid will live up to their word and move them across the Senate floor as well.
Last question for you, sir. We haven't heard a lot about entitlements and debt reduction and that sort of thing in this campaign. How big of an issue do you think it could be for Republicans in this year? And how would you encourage those who are running for the Republican nomination to address it?
Yeah, I've been interested and curious about this as well, because on both sides of the aisle, you've had relatively little discussion. There have been a few on the Republican side that have talked about the imperative of finding a way to solve and strengthen and secure the Medicare and Social Security. But the automatic spending programs, those Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and other mandatory programs, those are the ones that need to be reformed in a positive way so that we can continue to fulfill our promise to the beneficiaries of those programs. If nothing is done right now, which apparently is the president's plan and the Democrats' plan because they haven't proposed anything, if nothing is done to save and secure and strengthen those programs go broke. And that's not what we believe is a responsible course to take, and therefore that's what we will be concentrating on and continuing to encourage the candidates running for president to do the same.
Mr. Chairman, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for your time, as always.
Thanks so much, Greg. Take care.
You bet. Georgia Republican Congressman, House Budget Committee Chairman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.